brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, happy Saturday here on Bud Light Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Make sure you check them out at mcsinc-pa.com or call them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656.
Excellent, excellent. And I hope everybody just woke up with that volume raise. That
yeah.
You're welcome.
Way to go there, Slash.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot, baby. Everybody, welcome to another edition of the best sports radio show in Philadelphia and your number one source for Eagles media per the Crossing Broad 64 team media bracket. I want to make sure we keep reminding everybody of that because we're not capitalizing on that enough right now.
Maybe there's a guy that wears bow tie and skinny pants over at the one station. Maybe he's hearing that and it might annoy him.
Is that the Spike wear bow ties?
Yeah, that's what do you think?
Josh Ennis used to call
Josh Ennis called bow tie skinny pants. I've told you a bunch of times.
What a dork.
He would call him out on it on air, too.
On air.
He'd be like, where's bow tie skinny pants at?
Good thing we don't listen to that anymore.
Do you know why? He was mad because they put him there to watch us.
That's good.
Wow. Hey, that's my guys. Well, what's up, Josh? Hey. You know Josh is watching us.
Yeah, Josh is awesome. So let's see here. Try to get back into form here. Make sure you download, rate, review, subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Easiest thing also to do is just download the iHeartRadio app, where you will see all past Get Tanked episodes up there this week, as well as Ice to Shorts Winter Sports. Of course, Bud Light Baseball Brunch with Chris Sack and Greg Murphy. And Green Legion Radio, the flagship version with all the cast of characters you see here or you hear here today. That was a terrible way to go about that.
It didn't sound too bad.
I had to pause between the here. But everybody, Hollis Tank Thomas, number 78 in your program, number one in your heart. How are you, sir?
Good evening. How you guys doing today?
Good, good. Michael Shut Up Diaz, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I come here, we said earlier, what's that going on over there? They're already trying to kick me off. Don't worry, Nation. Don't worry, Diaz Nation. I'm still here. I come here to talk sports with you guys and drink some Bud Lights. And Sam the Beer Chick brought in a warm case of Bud Light today.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's false.
Throw a few of them in the freezer.
Just kidding. I'm great. And Sam, you're the best. Love you.
Obviously. I guess beggars can be choosers.
Chris Sackmaster, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And on that side note right there about Diaz, that's all he does in his life is bake.
Nice. Nice. Of course, our producer, Kyle // the Gobbler / Joe Dirt.
Brian Walden, thank you / for toning down Diaz. I love it.
Well, you have to add sales guy /ed there. I mean, it just rolls off the tongue.
And of course, our intern, Mrs. Tom Brady. No. Samantha Ross, how are you?
I need to get rid of that nickname.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, definitely not.
Nah, it's good.
Sorry. Are you going to be okay?
I don't know.
Everybody, make sure you get to greenlegion.com and sign up for this Sunday's baseball brunch. We're back to full capacity, everybody. Sweet. Back to full capacity.
No masks.
This is against the Yankees. This is Phillies versus Yankees. We've got Bud Light Baseball Brunch out on the patio of 1100 Social with tents this week. And a hell of a lineup as far as food and alcohol and entertainment goes. We're going to be giving away more Green Legion Radio shirts this week.
All right.
We got another order in.
Yeah, it was great. It was like the hottest day of the year last week. And Sean Brace sent down with / 5 hoodies.
He had Fox Sports The Gambler hoodies. I'm like, yo, these are going to go over.
We had 5 hoodies and a t-shirt, and the guy walks up, he's like, these hoodies look nice. And we're like, it's 95 degrees out. He's like, this t-shirt looks nice.
This Sunday's supposed to be wonderful, though.
Yeah, it's
80.
Yeah, 30 degrees cooler.
Let's so make go. Sure you get there. We had a flurry of ticket sales today. We sold about 15 or 20 of them.
Awesome. So yeah. You're welcome.
I got 15 people on my list, too.
All right.
As of right now.
All right. Excellent. I don't give a crap about what you guys have right now.
Wow, really?
Trying to sell out here. Go to greenlegion.com. Sign up at least for the tailgate. Join us down there. It'll be an awesome time. Hollis will be there. Diaz will be there. You going to be there?
I will not be there.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Are you sure you don't want to tell us that you'll be there and then just not show up so somebody can give you grief about it?
Because I will.
Actually, I'll be there.
You know what? Tell your brother to come. He's a little bit he's a little cooler than you.
He was so fun.
Yeah. Hollis, but he's not a D1 athlete, man. Come on, we gotta stick together.
He's a little cooler than you.
Yeah. D1 bench warmer.
Yeah. Ping pong, let's go. but we do still have some game tickets remaining. So you're listening to the show on Saturday for the game tomorrow. Get there, join us. Our seats are behind home plate, 400 level, rows 6 and 7, so they're pretty good.
They're great seats.
Yeah,
great seats. I mean, you have the view of the whole entire field. You have the scoreboard right there in left field. Mm-hmm. Sitting up there, there's not a bad seat in the house. The worst possible seat that you could probably get to having the worst seat in the house is if you're like 301 to 305.
Right,
just
right.
Because you can barely see right field.
Also,
but man, it's,
no.
Well, sight lines are fantastic there.
That and that section there, the sun beats on you like a chair.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Well, if you're trying to get a tan, I mean, you know.
You're the same.
You got to say third base.
If you're trying to get a tan.
You're the same black guy who was putting sunblock on down in Costa Rica for 6 weeks. I don't understand it.
Because I didn't want to get in the bathroom, and the water from the shower stinked all to hell, and I don't know why. Because I got burned.
What cost more for Hollis on that trip?
Have you met Hollis with Tank? Princess Thomas.
Was it the groceries or the sunblock?
Groceries.
Well, steak you'll never make again.
Well, note to self. Do not say make yourself at home.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Get beside yourself afterwards.
This home looks beautiful. Do you have 2 refrigerators?
You heard my mom talk on many different occasions, sir.
Sam got the warm beer from Costa Rica. You're leftovers.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, there we go. All right, let's start doing a radio show.
We
here,
have sports?
Yeah,
sports?
We do have sports. Everybody, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, of course, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Neck Sip, Cavanaugh's Restaurants, all of them, Riverdeck, Head House, Rittenhouse, and University City. All the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's working their way through med school and law school, All City Fitness, Philadelphia locations, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, East Market, Fishtown, and Northern Liberties. And, of course, if you cross the bridge, Echelon Health and Fitness. Bucks County Baseball Company.
The website is bigger than the store.
BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The King of Prussia Diner. What?
Nothing.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I think he's a little jealous.
Cherry Hill Triplex. And as of next week, Twin Spires Sportsbook, baby.
Oh, yes! Awesome sauce.
Is that like the Two Towers?
Damn, Skippy.
I guess.
Do they have an app?
They do. It's a sportsbook that's run by Churchill Downs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the parent company for this.
Details next week.
Yes, details next week, everybody. Don't sign up yet.
Don't sign up.
Wait till we get our code.
Are you announcing what else is happening next week, or are we holding off on that?
Oh no, we made a public announcement.
Oh yeah. Oh.
So while we're going to talk about Twin Spires sports app next week,
we're also going to be talking about it with former Eagles receiver Irving Fryer.
Yeah,
thank you.
In studio. No worries. In studio. He'll be in studio.
In studio. You know what? We should actually have, we should put in a couple chairs. Okay. And a couple of our fans come in.
Okay, Sam will still be out.
No,
right?
I'm still out. I know.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
She's out on the table. Yeah.
But, she doesn't want to be
on the table. But yeah, guys, make sure you check in and talk to us. If you want to come in studio, we have no problem with that. Love for you guys to meet Irving Fryer and spend some time with the boys here. But Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to it. First of all, before we get to what happened, we're talking all sports tonight, this afternoon. Excuse me. Phillies. Sixers. I even want to touch on Flyers for a hot second.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, you never did get the roasts about the Flyers. So is that what we're doing, or are we actually going
to? It's not so much a roast. I just want to know where Flyers fans are right now.
Right.
Where are you mentally?
I'm at Miss Snyder.
Huh?
I'm at Miss Snyder.
Thanks.
She's a lot. We'll touch on that later. I look forward to that.
Thanks for the show stopping there.
He signed you to a max contract?
I said Miss Snyder.
And then we're going to talk some Eagles in the second half of the show.
Yeah.
Probably at the top of the hour. Could be some interesting stuff to talk about. We are going to talk about the running back position, but in a very positive light. We're going to touch on Kenneth Gainwell. He was just named with Devontae Smith as part of the NFLPA rookie premier class.
Oh, cool.
Which is a great opportunity for them to start figuring out how to get your endorsements.
Yeah.
And get the ball rolling there. But before we get any further, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in sports history and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is June the 12th, 2021. It's the 163rd day of the year. There's 202 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start back on June 11th, 1990, when Nolan Ryan, he pitches his sixth no-hitter. Versus the Oakland A's. And then on June the 12th in 1939, Baseball Hall of Fame is dedicated in Cooperstown. Cooperstown was open. In 1997, the first ever Major League Baseball interleague game was played by the San Francisco Giants. They beat the Texas Rangers 4-3. I got a couple of quick birthdays here for you. The birthdays are the coup de grace because I have one particular.
Coup de grace?
Coup de grace.
Is that how they say it in St. Louis?
Coup de grace, coup de Gracie. So birthdays is 1941, Marv Albert, 1969.
Yes!
1969.
Patrick Ewing! How dare you? Hey, no, Tank, dare you, sir?
Sorry.
How dare you not fill me in on that when you know for a fact that I have...
A family guy? I was about to say, is that
I have
guy?
Marv!
Yes! The former teammate is rest his soul. Today is Kevin Turner's birthday, 1969. 1982, Jason David. I know you're saying, yes. who's Jason David? Jason David, which brings us to This Week in Hollis History.
Right. Hold Jason. On. Did you guys see that segue?
This Week in Hollis History, we're going to talk about going to a home game in the town that you're playing for wearing the opposing team's jersey.
Not a good idea.
I was playing for the Saints, and Jason David had just got signed to a nice deal. We were sitting courtside at the Lakers versus the New Orleans Hornets game. So he comes in, as just what Kobe was alive. He comes in with a Laura Marion jersey on. I'm sitting there, and so I'm sitting there with my date, blase. We talking and stuff. So all of a sudden, it seems like the crowd gets real low, and a fan. From like literally like
sitting, I love when he loses sitting,
a fan sitting over there, and it seemed like the whole crowd got quiet, and he said, "Jason David, you suck." Now, many people who don't know who Jason David was, he was on the Super Bowl Indianapolis Colts team, and we signed him as a free agent. He was the only part that we had when we came to the Saints that was different, but he got torched every time. It was so bad that after that game, we go to the after party because the Hornets won. They were the New Orleans Hornets at the time. We go to a club that's on the 36th floor. You had to go in the elevator and go all the way up, and it's slowly rotating like the Earth's axis. So as I'm coming in, I know the cops there. The cops are saying, "What the hell is Jason David out doing out? He just came in here. Shouldn't he be in somebody's playbook?" Note to self: if you suck, don't come in.
Should be practicing.
No, don't come in. Wearing other people's clothes, other people's jersey, when you have a basketball team in your town.
Right.
Don't do that. It's point blank.
So it was like Dominic Brown when he showed up to an Eagles Cowboys game.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was wearing Cowboys gear. It's like, dude, you suck.
And he hasn't been the same since.
Thanks for a great 2.5 months.
No, it was actually about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, Brown was on fire.
Seriously, that's all it really was.
Was it that?
Yeah. That's why I say all the time.
The first half of the season?
That's why I say all the time, being an all-star in most sports, which is halfway through, means nothing. Means nothing. Dominic Brown was an all-star.
Yep.
Mitchell Trubisky was a Pro Bowler.
Well, like, he was a ninth all-star.
Yeah, but me being an all-star doesn't mean anything.
Wait a minute. Mitchell Trubisky was a Pro Bowler?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, but Diaz is
what the hell? What the hell?
He was like a third alternate.
Well, everybody,
sorry about that.
We pre-record and pre-tape our show on Thursday evening for Saturday's show. That being said, we will not have any up-to-date Sixers information for you. And right now, we're still living off a pretty high moment from last night. And here we go.
Oh, this be a storybook ending for him. walk off. I'd say the thought probably peeked into his mind. Fly ball, left field. Already is going back toward the wall. It did creep into everybody's mind. It's a two-run walk-off home run. Luke Williams. Yes, sir.
There are so many fun things about this clip.
It truly is one of the great Phillies moments of the last couple of years. I mean,
that last decade.
I don't want to say last decade.
Yeah, it's a great moment.
It's a fantastic moment. But, you know, I mean, the last decade has sucked as far as Phillies baseball is concerned.
It's good.
I mean, I don't remember, like, last night watching that moment. I'm sitting there. It was the bottom of the ninth, and I had no idea. Like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, why am I still doing this to myself? Why am I still
watching? That was on the run sheet today.
Yeah, why am I still watching this game? And then, like, you know, he comes up, and then Ben Davis says that, and then the moment happened. And I'll tell you what, it really was like special coming from, you know, being a father, and you know, seeing him in the dugout and his teammates. He's been on the team for 2 days, mm-hmm. and like they're dousing. Hector Neris is dousing him with ice cold water, and then like here comes two power buckets, and no, it's pretty easy to hit Hector Neris these days. But it was such an incredible moment, and then Tom McCarthy just grabbed the moment, and he asked him about his family, and he's like, I think you're going to make me cry right now, you know, if I answer this. And like, his family's waiting out in the field.
Well, pregame they showed from the night before.
I'm not going to cry, Roy.
They had his family was there taking pictures. I was surprised
my wife didn't ask me, like, why are you like kind of welling up? Like,
wait a minute,
it wasn't a full-fledged cry.
Wait, were you crying?
It was tears, you know. But it was a beautiful.
It was dusty.
It was a beautiful moment, you know, because that's something like they're showing his parents in the stands, and his dad's sitting there clapping his hands. He's like, unbelievable, and like, you know, I felt in that moment. I was like, this is so cool. It's so cool. This kid in down in AAA at Lehigh Valley has been tearing the cover off the ball the whole season, and then he goes out. He's for Team USA. He's qualifying them for the Tokyo Olympics. Okay. Here's a stat line qualifying.
By the way, I'm getting really annoyed.
Go for it.
With the 2020 Tokyo Olympics being what they promote.
Yeah, it's 2021.
Right.
Yeah.
They every time I see it, I'm like, dude.
Well, that's because you see it when you're blackout drunk in the middle of the night. You don't even know what year you're in.
Which means I see it every time I'm watching television. But I'm literally looking at it every time. I'm like, is this Avengers? Did I blip? What happened here?
Maybe they're just going off of that because all the banners that they had for last year, they're just that's using true. It.
Yeah, they have no money, no spectators.
Yeah, right?
But hold on real quick because I want to get this out here.
Oh, my Christmas has been a horrific list of things that have happened to you in your life.
I'm not going to cry, Roy.
please continue, because I have two things that I want to say about the video clip, unless...
I'll save it for you. I'm going to dive into last week about what he did qualifying Team USA for the Olympics. 444, he was 8 for 18. Double, a triple, a home run, 6 RBIs in 4 games. And he helped the team qualify for the Olympics. And then his parents, he's a Southern California kid. So his parents fly back in on Monday morning to California, find out he's going to be on the Phillies on Tuesday. They have to catch a flight out to Philadelphia. His sister is flying in. He has 3 siblings. His one brother couldn't make it. His one brother flew in from Utah. His sister came in from Iowa. And they were all there the last couple of days, and they got to experience that moment with him. Truly special, just an unbelievable moment for the Phillies franchise, and I think it had a lot to do with the jumpstart them for that comeback win that they had on Thursday afternoon.
And somebody else that was celebrating along with him was the video they had of a young lady in the stands, absolutely jumping up and down with two of
what, Quibi?
The largest
cannons.
And we're back to Quimby's. He's out here emoting, sharing his feelings, and Quimby's like,
"Hey, how about those?"
And
cannons to the left of me.
So
cannons to the right.
She's jumping up and down so much that she has to make an adjustment. I watching it on camera is hysterical.
I got to look at these
but
highlights.
In addition to that, I had about 15 text messages last night. Everybody thought I was the dude that caught the home run.
They don't know you very well.
Is that you? Yeah. It actually, honestly, you know, I don't wear a bandana and sunglasses at night.
Not yet.
Used to. 2006. New Orleans, yeah.
No.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But I'm like, no, it wasn't me. Caught me on camera. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take our first break here on Green Legion Radio. Bud Light Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We will be back with more right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. Or you can call them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. I actually have Lenny coming out to my house on Monday afternoon. He's going to give me an estimate.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's excellent. We'll be talking about that on the next break.
Yikes. About Lenny.
Jackass. Yes, you.
Oh, me?
You. You. So, Zach, continue with some Phillies for us, will you?
Yeah. So we had that moment the other night with Luke Williams, and it was a great moment for both him, his family, for the Phillies. You'd like to think that would jumpstart this team. You know,
they needed something because honestly, man, this team has been so vanilla as of seriously.
No, you're not lying.
Been vanilla. They've been pretty exciting. They don't know what they're doing on the base pass in the field. There's a lot. It's not vanilla at all.
It's a litany.
Take vanilla.
It's a litany of things. You know, like when they hit, which is not a lot, they play terrible defense, which is a lot. Their starting pitching has, you know, outside, like Nola hasn't pitched well lately. Vinny Velasquez hasn't pitched well lately, but Eflin and Wheeler are pitching well.
Wait, hold on. Velasquez hasn't been pitching? Anyway, Phillies to me almost seem like the Flyers right now.
No, it's actually worse.
But but just saying this, we have been trying to fix the amount of strikeouts in the lineup.
Major League Baseball is trying to do that too.
And defense on this team for how many years now?
Two.
And no, longer than
since
that.
Since we lost Kaplan.
Huh?
Since we lost
Kaplan. Oh, my God. My God.
We lost him.
No.
Is that your anyway, yeah,
but what I'm, what
turn
I'm,
his mic off.
What I'm saying is, it's literally, look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. It's every year, and it's right about this time. Every year where we go, Jesus Christ, why are these guys striking out so much? And why do they not know how to play fundamental defense, fundamental baseball, running the bases? It's baffling to me. And it's getting to the point where you wonder where it's coming from, because this team is almost a completely different team from 5 years ago when we had the same issues.
I was going to say we do lead the league in strikeouts and errors, but I think one of the things that's happened is they brought the other two guys up and let Scott Kingery go. They're starting to, I feel like they're starting to hold people accountable since Joe Girardi has gotten there, and somebody's actually said something.
Oh, accountable.
Huh? Yeah, held accountable.
I'm looking at the quaff over here.
Yeah, no, he's a weirdo.
Is Rex here? Accountability, leadership.
Accountability and leadership. We accountability, leadership. So when you look at it,
it never gets old.
No, it never. That's the best one.
Yes.
That and the Sleepy Joe one up there.
But when you look at how things have been going, we've been constantly coddling players that have been messing up. It's like, how long did Franco stay up here? And when he needed to go down?
Yeah, I mean,
the guys we finally let up here,
Listen, offensive baseball, you know, league-wide is taking a huge hit. And right now, what the league is trying to do is they're trying to blame it on the pitchers and then using foreign substances. I'm sorry, but if you haven't heard a lot of former pitchers, everybody cheats. Like all the pitchers have cheated. And you look at it, too, and I'll get to you in a second, Diaz. And you look at it, you know, from that standpoint, okay, is – really, in reality, and I was talking to somebody about this earlier. The big problem to blame. God, he looks like a mass murderer over there.
Oh, no, I don't. I look like a victim.
You look like Gacy's son.
Oh, dear Lord.
Like a victim.
The big problem with baseball right now.
This is Kyle, yeah.
Oh, God.
People want to blame the foreign substances.
Like 40 pounds ago.
These hitters realize that you don't get paid unless you hit 450-foot home runs. They realize that the exit velo and the launch angle and all that crap is like, you know, what's going to result in their next long-term contract. Like, no one wants to see or nobody wants to pay, and this is what, you know, baseball has put into the players' heads. Like, nobody wants to pay for a 330 hitter anymore. I'm sorry. I do. I want guys that are going to get on base. I want guys that are going to create excitement. I want guys that are going to put the ball in the gap and leg out a double into a triple. Like, that's exciting baseball. Stealing bases again. Players like Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley.
Tony Gwynn and Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, but like, you know, Tony Gwynn, not so much as far as like the stolen base standpoint but and lighting out. But hitting, to get on base. To get on, for the love of God, that's all I want.
Have you ever heard the story where he was telling one guy they needed a hit in the gap? And he told him he took a short bat up there and told him exactly where he was going to hit the ball because of the way the pitcher was pitching. It's a lost art. You see everybody swinging for the trees because everybody, chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah, I agree. What do you got, Diaz?
I hear you, and like that's the response that everybody has. This is actually interesting to me. So I've been doing some deep dives. Seriously, I've been doing deep dives on baseball.
Deep undercover.
And all those exit velo and launch angle and all that crap. Like I'm with you. Like it, but unfortunately the rules.
How do you say that?
What? Unfortunately?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you caught that right.
Did I travel?
You did.
I traveled with the word?
Yeah. Well,
we're almost worse than Trae Young.
Oh, my God.
What no call. What is there? That, dude?
He's a ballerina out there dancing. He took like 9 steps. Anyway, all the teams do, like, they've all adopted those kind of standards. And with the pitching, the spin rate, which I know but like they measure every single pitch, and every single pitch is people's spin rate has been increasing like the steroid era for home runs. Now, when we're sitting there watching the game in the ballpark or on TV, what's going on over there, Peanut Gallery?
just look at your StreamYard and tell me what's funny here. Well, Tank was just, I mean, you couldn't even see his it, funny with this bottle in front of him.
Listen,
heads down.
Listen, I don't like it, but that's the way that the teams, and not just the Phillies, all 30 teams are playing the game because that's how the rules kind of
That's
happen.
What makes the product suck.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what has been turning like 20 years ago when it was steroids, now it's pitching has too big of an advantage. It's tilted too much to pitching. So these foreign substances, who is it? Garrett
Cole. Did you guys see that video? Like,
everyone does it. Everybody does it. Everyone does it.
I think this is a tactic, though, that Major League Baseball is looking to try and split the union.
I don't think so. I think
what's coming up at the end of the year, the CBA.
Yep.
So
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
They're trying to split the union right now. They're trying to blame the fact that the hitters can't hit on the pitchers because they're using foreign substances.
Just a hot second here, because I think everybody will appreciate this right now.
Buy tickets now.
What's that hit on your chest?
Hey,
Crisco, Bardol, Vagisil. Any one of them will give you another 2 to 3 inches drop on your curveball. Of course, if the umps are watching me close, I just rub a little jalapeno inside my nose, get it running, and if I need to load the ball up a little, just wipe my nose.
You put snot on the ball?
I haven't got an arm like yours. I got to put anything on it I can find. Someday you will too.
I
forgot about that part. That was legitimate.
He noted
innocence
it.
There.
I just the statistic, and it doesn't mean like this is the only way. This is the only way to do it. But velocity and spin rates—they've been measuring since 2008. They've been breaking records every single year. 2-strike fastballs average 95 miles an hour right now. In 2008, it was 89, which is the first year they started measuring. So like, it has been getting now. It could be a climate change thing. Like, that doesn't mean anything. But
what? What about you, Al Gore?
They're breaking records every single year. It is increasing. It's getting harder to hit.
Bear pig.
On the other hand, guys that are focusing on exit velocity and exit launch angle or whatever, you know, they're doing the same thing, but just getting harder to hit.
You know the thing.
Take away two pitchers from each
bullpen or roster.
You know, the thing is people are too much worried about analytical stuff instead of just playing baseball.
Baseball is analytical. Hey, the whole purpose is
C-ball, hit ball.
Thank Tony La Russa.
Yeah. And anyway, we use C-ball.
Did you see that picture of him last week with his hat all sideways?
No.
Oh, dude, I got to
Did he go all hood?
Yeah, you know, he looked like straight up gangster. in their South Side, old school White Sox uniform. He had the set hat sideways, like he's like this, like, you know, Malibu's most wanted.
With the stick man.
Yeah. Dude, I got to show it to you. It's hilarious.
Well, you know, he wasted his waning years to get a number of DUIs.
He probably looked like that when he did get his DUIs. He was probably hanging out with Donovan.
I know, probably.
Right? Number five, always love La Russa. Just a couple things real quick before we wrap up in the Phillies. Zach Wheeler has been phenomenal this year.
Yes.
Another fantastic performance on Thursday afternoon. 8 innings pitched. 3 hits allowed, no walks, 12 Ks. The guy is just unbelievable right now. He is reaching right now territory. 2010, 2011, Roy Halladay. That's the type of season that he's having right now. It is incredible. And I think his first 5 starts this year, he's gone over 7 innings pitched and less than 2 earned runs allowed. It's only happened like 4 other times in the history of Citizens Bank Park. I think twice by Cliff Lee, once by Cole Hamels, and once, no, it's 5 times. Once by Roy Halladay, once by Jamie Moyer, twice by Cliff Lee. Once by Cole Hamels. It's unworldly right now what he's doing. And I see on the run sheet too, Quimby, and I know you probably want to talk about this too, the attendance.
Actually, that was Diaz's point earlier.
Yeah, Diaz, if that's what you want to point out as well. It has been disappointing. It really has. There's probably a couple different things that me and you talked about it yesterday, Quimby, when we were talking on the phone, is like, you know, I don't know if a lot of people like, actually, Murph said this to me last Sunday.
I want to stop you here real quick because maybe people are just not ready to come back out yet. COVID, blah, blah, blah.
That was part of it.
Now, I don't buy that when you saw the attendance at the Sixers game.
No. And I did say that to you. I said that to you yesterday on Wednesday when me and you were talking. But also at the same time, Murph did tell me the other day, and he's not trying to make any excuses for the Phillies or whatnot, but all along, 100% capacity was supposed to come back on Saturday, June 12th. That's when the whole city was supposed to open back up with 100% capacity. Not a lot of people are going to be diving out to buy a bunch of tickets for a mediocre baseball team. And that's what they've proven to be so far. But it doesn't mean that it can't improve for the rest of the season. We'll see this weekend with the Yankees. If you see the numbers are down, if we don't hit 20, 25,000 fans in the stands on Saturday and Sunday against the Yankees, this team's in trouble attendance-wise.
Yeah, I just actually do have the stats. Kyle and I,
really?
Sales guy Kyle was a slash. We were talking about this.
Really?
No. Like on Tuesday night, the attendance was 13,000 and change, which was the third smallest crowd in Citizens Bank Park history. Wednesday, the day before that.
Well, they did have 30 home games last year with nobody there.
13,125.
That's an invalid statistic.
June 5th was 15,000 and change. In the last 3 home games, 3 were 3 out of the 4 worst attended games ever.
93 degrees outside. You think that had something to do with it?
It's true. People buy tickets and they don't go. So like the there was less than these are
or Bud tickets. Selig was giving tickets away.
They might as well play at the Keswick.
I couldn't even stand outside for more than 5 minutes.
That's right. So you wouldn't go, but there's 6 million people that live here. You know, you get 22,000 on a bad team in a bad game for the first time out. Throwing the Sixers in there, it's kind of like it's a playoff game. You know, it's a little bigger.
Don't be goofy. Yeah. But the one thing that I will say about the fans, I don't think they're going to come back until they feel like the organization is all
agree. That's correct.
I'll tell you what people are doing.
Okay.
Right now, if I want to go see a sporting event, it's not going to be the Phillies.
Exactly.
I'm going to and these Sixers tickets are getting up there for these playoff games.
Yeah.
You know, where I could take the family to 10 Phillies games, I'm going to 1 Sixers game right now because it's the only product in town that's really worth watching on a consistent basis.
You're correct. You're absolutely correct.
The one thing, too, to go off.
You've got to be kidding me.
What is going on here? Am I getting blasted in a personal text message?
I told you. Yeah, the Tony La Russa. Yeah, share with the listening audience on
yeah, me. Yeah. If, you guys, Google Tony La Russa sideways cap, and you will get a
awkward delight. Moment in history.
Yeah, there we are. Awkward moments in sports history.
You know, Hollis says, you know, the fans will show up when they put a product. And it's kind of like the Phillies are spending money. They just need to spend more money and scout, get better players through their ranks. They're the top 10 in spending, right?
Wrap it up.
We're going to come back on this next segment. We're going to finish up the Phillies because these are great topics, and I still want to talk about them. We'll do that. All right, Bud Light. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back right after this. Shut up, Diaz. Jesus. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, Philadelphia, The Gambler. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. Or you can call them at
484-202-3656. Or here's Greg's personal cell phone. I mean, never mind. 484-202-3656. You can reach them and get an estimate.
Make sure you mention the Green Legion as you will get 10% off of your entire order, Zach. But we'll get to that on the next break.
Keyword tent.
Pitch one? What are we talking about?
Yeah, well, there's a lot we can go with here.
keyword sunrise.
Sunrise. Keyword sunset for you. Let's keep this Phillies conversation going. We have a small segment here before the top of the hour, and Let's continue to talk about this attendance. I think this is a good topic. I think this needs to be discussed.
No, absolutely. And we were talking about it like after we went on break and, you know, as we do with side topics and everything. I look at it like this. When you hire a bunch of martyrs to come in here from other franchises, mercenaries, whatever you want to say that they are, when you bring them in here, it's not the same love that you grow with guys that you draft and you see grow throughout your system. You know, when you look at that team back in the 2000s and you watch them come
up. Well, you had Ryan Harrod, Chase Utley.
Yeah, you know, first it started with Pat Burrell and then Jimmy
Rollins
and then Chase and then Cole Howard Hamels. And then Cole Hamels. And like throughout the years, but you watch them fail. Time after time, you watch them in 2001, 2002, 2003.
It wasn't until 2004 when they started picking up.
But like, you know, well, 2004 was actually their worst year out of that run.
Yeah.
You know, when the bank opened up. But then they were one game out of a playoff spot in 05 and 06. And then Jimmy says before 07, we're the team to beat. And then like 7.5 down with 17 to go. And they overcome that. Now they got swept out of the playoffs, but that team learned from that.
Right.
And then the following year, they were like, we're not going to take failure for an answer. And once they got over the hump, that's where they hit that stride, that streak. Now, not saying that you can't do that with the guys that are currently on this roster, but it's not the same. It, like the love that you have for these players. Like I love Bryce Harper and J2 Realmuto, but they didn't come up through our system. Like we didn't fail with them, and then we learned how to win with them. And that has a lot to do with what they currently have in the roster.
I completely agree. I follow Birds and now Sixers, you know, 100% all the time. I don't have a whole lot of time to fit the Phillies in, especially when these guys just weren't, I didn't see them grow. They're great. I said to Kyle before the show, JT Realmuto, great player, best catcher in baseball. I'm happy I'm here. He doesn't bring me to the ballpark. I'm not like,
wow, he's not Chooch.
He's not Chooch. Right. And he's a better player.
Chooch was in the organization from the time he was 15, 16 years old.
And Realmuto's a better player, but Chooch is more beloved. And I didn't go to the ballpark to see Chooch, but that's the point.
You also have to remember, in this day and age, I don't know.
The loyalty isn't there.
The loyalty
isn't. Whoa. The loyalty. How about paying a son of an onion? Don't say, when you say loyalty, is what you have to realize too, is it takes a guy, and that's a kid that they're bringing in to realize this is a business because they take advantage of them. Baseball's the worst. Point blank. So don't stop the loyalty. If there's loyalty there, what you're saying right now, see, this is why when you bring somebody up through the ranks and then you bring somebody else in here, like the mercenaries we're talking about, and you give them all that cheese, but then when it's my turn to get paid, you are lowballing me. Go F yourself. Go
fuck yourself. I'm talking about
Scott Kingery knows a lot about loyalty.
I'm talking about across the board though. when it comes to sports. Like, look at basketball. Basketball is the worst example of all time.
Well, what I will tell you is it's the people with the money that are lowballing us. It's like, it's not that we don't want to stay
there.
I think you're
shifting here.
I'm not shifting.
I think you are. I think you're getting off topic here. Right now we're talking about trying to endear this Phillies team that has no homegrown talent.
Well, it doesn't have any homegrown talent because
they don't know how to evaluate talent.
They don't know how to evaluate talent.
What's your three best player? What's your three best players on the team right now?
Right now,
Wheeler, Realmuto, Harper.
Yeah, they're not homegrown.
They're not homegrown. They didn't come from here.
No.
So you know what we've been relying on is the Rhys Hoskins, right? And Hoskins is a terrible fielding first baseman.
Hoskins is the greatest roller coaster to ever play the sport of baseball.
Yes.
I wouldn't say the greatest roller coaster to ever play a sport, but right now on this Phillies team, for sure.
He is the longest, tallest, and fastest roller coaster to ever play this sport.
Alec Bohm is having a down.
Mitch Williams?
You know, like you look at a lot of these players and it's just like where they've come from. And it's great. You know, I love the fact that they're here. I'm not taking anything away from the fact that they're here and we're the sixth highest payroll in baseball, but it's hard. Like the farm system is so terrible that you don't have a guy. If Bryce Harper was down for 2 weeks like he was, I'll get to you. But he's down for a couple weeks. You don't have anybody in the minor leagues to where you can bring him up to where he can play in his place. How about McCutchen when he was terrible? Okay. Like at the beginning of the season, he was not playing well in April. And then all of a sudden, like we could have had a guy that was down there in the minor leagues. We can be like, hey, all right, cool. Listen, this guy is tearing the cover off the ball down in AAA or AA, and we're going to bring him up here, and we're going to make McCutchen the fourth outfielder. That right there is the problem with this franchise. They don't have anybody down there in the minor leagues. Like, Spencer Howard is your top pitching prospect, your top prospect overall. The dude can't pitch more than three innings without losing velocity. The guy can't run the first base when he puts the ball in play.
Did you just say velocity?
Yeah, for a pitcher, it matters, not with a hitter. I don't care about 114 miles per hour when you hit it out of the ballpark. I don't give two flying craps.
Me neither. I only care how fast it comes over the plate.
Right. Yeah. But this guy starts out at 96 in the first inning, and then his velocity dips down by the third at 92, and they're sitting there going, oh, well, he ran to first base, or he's not eating properly. What the crap is that?
So he's joining Joel at Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Hey.
Joel, I got to give my man props, and we're going to get to that.
Relax.
Sagmaster, doing this.
Did you hear that?
Woo!
So what happened?
So sad.
Like you stepped on his nuts or something.
He disrespected the nation.
Thanks. So what I was
Rep Brown would have this team up 2-0.
Woo! In your face!
Possibly.
You can't do that when I'm drinking a beer.
I know. So Sagmaster.
We've already had one laptop slip up.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I was around and covering the team during the time of purgatory. But they had some
great guys. Nightclub.
Well, not, but Perkins, but baseball, baseball.
So it was your fault.
No, but I always blamed
Murph for it.
So what I'm saying is over the last eight or nine years, we had some guys down and it was the guys that everybody was talking about bringing up but we don't have that anymore. Back to the Sixto Sanchez.
You never had it to begin with.
No.
It was nice.
But it was a few guys that are down they're up now.
Right.
They're up now. But back then, there was guys that you could talk about. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I haven't heard about anybody coming from AA or AAA.
Sixto's not even pitching for the Marlins right now.
What's wrong with him?
He's down in AAA. He's not pitching with the Marlins right now.
Okay.
Like, you know, I sit here and I look back.
Mickey Moniak.
All these guys that they've been excited about. Rhys Hoskins, Scott Kingery, and
they're excited Simon because Brown. it's the
promotion.
It's the spot in which they picked them.
Here you go.
And Alec Bohm. I'm excited as hell before the season started. Now I'm starting to taper off. I say
this crap all the time. When you look back, when they were trading away all those top prospects,
none of them made it.
Travis Deneau and Carlos Carrasco. They're the only ones that had decent major league careers. Not all-star careers, but you got proven talent. You got Cliff Lee. You got Hunter Pence. But all these teams just sit there and go, oh, man, we got to save our draft picks. We got to save these guys. You ready for the funny part about this?
All right. How much crap did everybody give Ed Wade?
Oh, and he was a superhero.
I had him and Mike Arbuckle built that farm system up, which projected the superstars that were on those teams.
Then where did he go?
Well, then he was our quadruple A farm system in Houston when he gave us
Royals. But what did he do in Houston? Pence.
Yeah, he gave us and Bradledge.
And he built Houston.
He went to Kansas City.
Don't forget about Chad Qualls.
He didn't go to Kansas City.
Who was it?
Mike Arbuckle. He was in charge of the minor league system.
Who was in Kansas City, though?
Mike Arbuckle.
So, okay.
He built them up.
I think the point is about the guys we got, Wheeler, Real Muto, Harper, and why they don't have the same love is because those are the guys you bring in around the core you've built. Like Roy Holiday.
It's 9 inches.
Cliff Lee.
Around. Think about it.
No, it's 12 inches around.
Well, just like.
It's nine.
It's 12.
No.
Go back and watch it.
Is it?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
American Pie.
American Pie 2. Yeah.
Okay. American Pie 2. I'm sorry. I don't have American. That's good, though. That's like
2001. Hurry up. You got 30 seconds.
That's like 2001. You're stepping up. You're getting closer to current.
I just want to add that I cannot wait till Bryson Stott comes up here and hits 235. I can't wait.
Dude, the juices are flowing.
I'm so excited.
Is he the guy that was hitting all those threes for Milwaukee in the first round? Bryson Stott?
I don't know. No, that was Bryn Forbes.
Bryn Forbes. Okay, all right.
Some basketball fan.
Come on, basketball guy.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit outside.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Philadelphia, The Gambler, 102.1 FM, Philadelphia, 104.5. Trenton, 102.5. Oh, my God, I said Q102. It's okay. It's a sister station. Yeah,
okay. If you want to tune in to Q102, go ahead.
Hey, you guys, best talk radio, best sports talk radio in the city is on Q102.
What'd you do?
I always say you reminded me of that guy that does the morning
show. You're not helping me with a minute left.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Thank you. Jesus Christmas. It's like babysitting my brother's kids or something.
I'm going to blow you off that Wildcat's ass. You back that queen up again.
All right. Green Legion Radio back right after the Sports the Gambler of Philadelphia. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com or call them at
484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656.
You know it by heart by now, right?
No.
I still like reading it.
I got you.
I don't read no goods.
All right, you guys. Let's move off of Phillies right now. Diaz, do you still want to go? You're still Kick-Ass or Jackass tonight, right?
Well,
we don't know.
I was just informed, and I do, luckily, because I am smart. I'm smart. I do have the remaining names from last week.
Did you get a sticker from your wife?
No, he said that that's what we were going to do.
Come on, bourbon.
He said he might have deleted it. So.
No, I have them all right
here. All right.
What a jackass.
Why don't we do that? Then we're going to get into some Sixers talk, and I do want to end the show with some Eagles talk. Again, I want to talk about Kenneth Gainwell.
And the Flyers.
And the Flyers. You know, just we got a lot to talk about, but let's get through K.A. or J.A. Kaja, what do you got? No, Super Sam?
I just wanted you to read that.
Uh-oh. When they all come back after commercials, like they're all in the cockpit. Russ, you are the man, dude. Let's see. Who else is in the room today? Uh-huh. Jamie, Lonnie, Brian, Diaz, get out of the room. Keenan, what's up, brother?
Zach is going to be back down at the tailgate this week and probably bumming more cigarettes off of you.
Excellent. I don't know what you're talking about.
Guess I don't pay him enough.
Yeah.
You probably don't. He said you didn't.
Anyway, Diaz, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I got to
try to find it.
No, I've got to pull it up here. Now, these are...
All right. It's time for another segment of
Kick-Ass or Jackass.
Do you remember which ones you used last
week? I was going to say, yeah.
He probably does.
First one here, Bud Selig.
Thank you, I do.
Thanks, Dick.
Ty Domi. I do. I got you. Diaz, I got you.
All right.
This is 2 weeks I haven't had to do Kaja. I'm great.
All right, let's stick with baseball. We'll stick with baseball. Tank, going to end with you. Sam, are you participating this week?
No.
Unless it's football, she's out.
Yeah, right. All right, so we're going to go around the room right here. We're going to start with baseball. Carlos Beltran.
Ooh. Oh, God, man. One of the great moments ever was when Adam Wainwright in game seven of 2006 NLCS, when he dropped that curveball on with the bases loaded And it just, like, you could see Carlos Beltran's, like, soul removed from his body as his jockstrap fell to the ground.
It's because, like that bad movie with Michael J. Fox.
Oh, you know, man.
His souls get pulled out.
Dude, great player. Like, really, 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 really was a great player, but jackass. He was a Met.
He was one of the best switch hitters, power hitters of all time. But
that one postseason he had in 2005, yeah. It was 2004, 2005 with the Astros is one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, it was May 14th.
But that's where he got that contract from. So,
He's a Met. Jackass. Matt,
actually, it was
jackass.
2004. It was 2004.
Is this where the black guy gets the least amount of time?
No. You get plenty of time.
That's why we saved Kickass and Jackass for the longest segment of the show.
We got football coming up, baby. I need you for the last half hour of the show.
I normally get told to hurry up, but Jackass.
It's about time. Jeez.
Let's stick with baseball. We're going to stick with baseball.
It's affirmative action, Kickass or Jackass.
Yes, it is. Do you know what affirmative action is? Affirmative action is a qualified individual that's of color that has more qualifications.
Oh, my God. I think Tag's getting drunk.
He's drinking a whole bottle of wine.
He's got a whole bottle of glass.
I've drunk a bottle of wine before. I'm a man, and I win. Continue.
We're going to stay with baseball because Brian Walden is on the Diaz Nation enemies list. Our next person, sports villain, John Rocker.
Oh my God. What a racist.
That is such a great pull, dude. God.
Dude, this guy is one of the biggest pieces of crap in the history of sports, not just baseball. This dude was pure trash.
He's straight out of like the 1920s.
Pure trash jackass.
Yeah. Made Riley Cooper look like a
saint.
A saint.
Jackass for me.
Yeah, complete and total. Hold on. Entertaining as hell.
The greatest thing.
But complete and total jackass.
The greatest thing that this guy ever did in Tank, I'll get it to you. The greatest thing he ever did was when they would play the Mets in New York, he would take the subway to the game. As much as they hated him and destroyed him and trashed him, he would still take the subway. Yeah,
just wanted to piss everybody off.
Yep, he did not care. That was the only cool thing about John Rocker.
Yeah, he sucked. He sucked donkey balls. John Rocker sucked. He was horrible. God awful.
Sam, if you're going to talk into the microphone.
I just want to know if you had to write that part down.
No, we're good.
You know, donkey balls is cool, right?
Yeah.
Good things.
They're edible.
Sean Brace normally says that around 4:30 on the Daily Ticket.
Yeah. People just don't have a taste for sheep balls anymore.
Wow.
What was that funny farm? Funny Farm with Chevy Chase. What did they call sheep balls? What was the?
I don't know.
Because he was eating 32. Oh yeah! Wow. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. People just don't have a taste for sheep balls anymore.
back bottom gristlebacks is what they're called.
Excellent. Next one. We're going NFL here.
Okay.
Kyle, you probably don't know. Jason Sehorn.
Oh, my God. He was the last white cornerback, I think, in the league. And I'll never forget that interception that he had against us in the postseason. But I'm going to try and reserve as much time for Tank as possible. Jackass.
I know Jason Sehorn. I saw him live. And he was so good. No, I'm kidding. Jackass. I hate that. I hate that Seattle team because of the way they kicked.
Well, he was a giant.
Yeah, he was a giant.
Oh, I thought he was on Seattle, too.
Yeah, now you were a baby when this happened.
No, he was on Seattle, too.
You were still in diapers.
Yeah. Jason Sehorn took out at least 5 or 6 of the available single female in Philadelphia every time he came down here. Yeah. Screw him, jackass.
Completely utter jackass. I'm glad he got exposed. I'm glad he got exposed after the fact. I'm glad he got his 5 seconds of fame, but then he tried to like parlay it into something else.
And he had great hair.
Yeah, he did have. He had tremendous hair.
It was better than Diaz's.
That's pretty low bar there, bro.
Yes, I was about to say, Diaz, your brother has tremendous curly locks, a tremendous mane.
I stand corrected.
Does he have to take more time during the segment?
Yes, because I'm black.
Hey, he deserves 25%.
I know. I deserve 25%.
I stand corrected, by the way. It was St. Louis he was on.
Yeah, he was saying, he got exposed there.
Yeah.
That was god awful. So, Jackass.
Thanks, Tank. I'm on your side over here. Athletes Row. It's disintegrating.
Yeah, I know. No, nobody else likes you but me.
All right, here's another.
As the show completely unravels,
you like him? You actually like him?
Okay, this is my guy. Yeah. Pretty easy, but I'm here for the comments. Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh my God, the belly shirts. The fact that he comes from Ohio State, he is a God, and he's a cowboy on top of that. All man, no, jackass. 100%.
I think even if he wasn't a cowboy, you would still just want, he has that punchable face on him. But the fact that he's in Dallas makes it 10 times worse, jackass.
He does look like an Ewok.
Yes.
Excuse me, hold on. This is the Ewoks cartoon theme song.
Okay, all right. I was about to say, is this something from the 70s?
I was trying to find Nub Nub. No, you know what? I hated the fact that when they redid,
they changed it.
They changed that song, and it was terrible.
No, it's all like a lot of penny whistles and, you know, fifes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I loved him in college, and he was one of the guys when they were
what, the Ewoks.
The Ewoks and Zeke. And Zeke. But then when he came to the draft with the belly shirt on, it was a total and utter.
Could we have a bounty bowl? Just one time. Uh-oh. One time.
Uh-oh. You know what?
Shut up. When Zeke goes like this, you know, feed me.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, is that what you're
somebody
doing?
Somebody stuff a cleat in his freaking mouth.
No. You know what? You know what? If I was there when he did that, I would push his elbow in his face, through his face mask. I would just try to push it because you got to run. But in Jim Johnson's defense, 10-yard runs are no.
All right, let me ask you this. All right, this is a great break in this head, but we're going to continue it. Who was a running back that you couldn't stand and you just tried
Tiki
to punish?
Tiki Barber.
Well, thank you. That's going into the next one.
I'm guessing it. Tiki.
Tiki Barber was a jerk. He was jerking.
Really?
I tried to destroy. If you go back to the first time we beat them,
2001.
If you go back to the first time we beat them on that Monday night.
Yeah.
I hit him on a play and destroyed him, and he thought I was going to help him up, and I walked away. you see it on tape.
I have a quick question about Tiki.
Okay.
So they won the Super Bowl the year after he left.
Exactly.
Okay. And they lost. They beat the Patriots.
Right.
So did that make it, like, were you rooting for the Giants in that game? Okay. So you were. But did it make it that much more sweeter, knowing the fact that Tiki wasn't there?
Exactly.
Again, please, everyone, New England Patriots, New York Giants, Super Bowl, the only thing you're rooting for is a plane crash.
I always had a sinkhole under the stadium.
But I, you know.
Even better.
The thing I was.
Earthquake? Just,
slightly, yeah.
Locusts!
Cicadas!
It was my fault, I swear to God!
Cicadas!
How about a total eclipse and everybody looks up?
All right, Bonnie Tyler.
Was he the next one, by the way? Was it Tiki?
He was, but we're going to stay in the NFL.
Okay.
And we're going to stay close to home here with Ezekiel Elliott. This is a good one.
You just said
Ezekiel Elliott.
I know, I said it's close to Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh,
bear
okay.
with me.
Right.
Okay.
We might have differing opinions. Maurice Claret.
Oh my God, jackass! I'm not even gonna elaborate.
I remember.
No, I was just gonna say.
You know who that is, Kyle?
Yeah, I know Maurice Claret. And anybody Ohio State that plays for the Seahawks? No, I'm just kidding. Anybody from Ohio State? I hate Ohio. The Ohio State, might I add, jackass.
When I had my season tickets in 114, before we moved up to the Mez. His family was about 15 rows in front of us.
Claret?
Yeah. And had signs everywhere. And of course, he was putting up a little bit of numbers on us. And
of course,
literally, you watch an entire two sections converge on his family.
Yikes.
They were being Richards. They were being complete
a big
total
bag,
Richard.
A big bag of
them.
You're talking about his family.
Yeah,
his family.
His family. Okay. You know, signs, and the signs they kept putting up are blocking everybody's view.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You know, just don't be his mom. It was his mom who was being the biggest bitch out of the entire thing.
Hey, oh,
so,
Hey, Kyle, if you can, clip that for me. That would be a great job because that's all that this guy does.
Literally, she ensued and she encouraged such a brawl. It was haymakers.
Wow. So
the Yellow Jackets were down. It was crazy. They had to escort his mother back up out. It was bad. It was bad.
Why would they even put his family down there? Why don't you just put him in a box?
You
have to pay for it.
Friends and family do not. No, friends and family, that was not even tickets.
Especially on the road.
There's 572 tickets that each team gets for their own players.
I didn't know that.
Personnel. Yeah. No, 527. Sorry, not 570. 527.
So what is that, like three tickets per person?
I don't know what it is.
It's something like that.
And they're always
you get
awful location.
You get two free ones and you can buy six.
There you go.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Jackass.
Jackass. Here's a good one.
I've said that about all of them.
I made them up.
Is it going to actually be Kick-Ass or Jackass? Because they're all Jackass.
Well, this is, I know.
Just so you know, the longer we spend on Kaja, the less Sixers time we have.
That's not true. No. I know Hollis will feel about this. How about this? Warren Sapp.
I hate Warren Sapp. When they had the soliciting of prostitutes with him and he got fired by the NFL Network, I never smiled and laughed so hard in my whole entire life because when they beat us in the NFC Championship game and he walked out in the Ron Jaworski jersey when he got off the plane in friggin' San Diego when they got to the Super Bowl, I hate Warren Sapp. I can't stand Warren Sapp. Jackass.
I'll throw a wrench in this and I'll go kick ass. I mean, if he was an Eagle, which he should have been,
you would have
loved him.
Kiss my ass, Mamula.
So kick ass.
Hey, should have been replaced right up there. By the way, interesting.
You mean bring Mamula?
No. Interesting fact here. Imagine if you were next to Warren Sapp, how much better your career and your numbers would have actually been.
He would have been loved in Philly no matter what he did because of what he did on the field. Yeah, he would have.
Seriously, though, right?
You never know what happens.
He would have commanded a double team, freed you up one-on-one most of the time, let you bull rush everybody.
Come on, Frank. Brother, Don't let me down.
You commanded a double team on numerous occasions.
Yes, you did.
I would have loved to play next to him. But his social status, the social stuff, he's an idiot.
My man.
And
you're still friends with Freddie Mitchell. You're okay.
I'm still cool with Freddie Mitchell. That's my buddy. But the thing that
he was in a golf outing. We were butt tapping.
You were cordial.
Yeah,
he was cordial. He was real cordial. But the thing that you don't know about that sex thing is the reason he got busted was he was showing himself. He was showing himself getting a to the cops.
That's usually what I do when the police pull me
over. No. He was showing the video. He was showing the video.
Sounds like Sunday morning.
Of why he didn't pay them.
Interesting.
Exactly. It's like, so why would you show a video?
So if you can't do that? So that's
wait. So
frowned upon?
Hold on.
Just making sure you're moving forward.
Okay. So I'm black viewers. Make sure that you know that the white guys don't know that that's not something you're supposed to do.
Thank you, Tank.
Thank you.
There we go.
Progressive learning.
An affirmative action message by Tallis Tank
it's,
Thomas.
It's not so much an affirmative action
it's message. Weird. I got away with it, so.
I know. See, exactly. It's kind of like, when you.
He left me off with a warning.
I know, see? It's kind of like when you're speeding, and the white guy says, I didn't know I couldn't do this. That's all I'm saying.
Who's next on this list?
Hold on. We got to get through this because we got to get more
can
time.
I get
he's going to guilt us.
Yeah, let's not do stories for each
all right,
one.
Two more. Okay. Two more. We're going to stick in the NFL.
Hold on. If you start with Sack, he's going to give a story.
That's true. All right.
Actually, he can't help himself.
Unless it's baseball or hockey. I hate Warren Sapp.
We're sticking with football. This is all for Hollis. This one's Tony Romo.
Jackass. Tank, I'm giving you time.
Now that he's not on the
good playing days,
come on,
total package. All right, Jack.
You got to write that one down, by the way.
Richard Cheese,
playing days, Jackass as a commentator. I think he's fantastic.
Thank you. Sucks. Yeah. He sucks. Nah, he was great the first year. He sucked the last year.
Sorry. Thanks. Shut up.
Okay. So, so you got to get a black guy chance here?
Uh-huh.
So,
here we go.
Okay. So point blank, he sucked when he played, and he sucks as a commentator. If you knew so much, if you know so much now,
bingo.
What happened when you were playing? Why don't you know?
Hold on a second.
Shut the hell up and let the game play. Shut the hell up and let the game play. The thing is like, I like him sometimes.
Harbaugh? Never a great quarterback, excellent coach.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't say excellent. He sucks since he got to Michigan.
Yeah, since he got to Michigan. Now,
he went to Michigan and took that check, he was like this.
Yeah.
I'm stealing your money.
I got you.
I'm stealing your money.
And so, but the
and thing, he still is.
Yes, he's still stealing. The thing is I like him some. I was liking him at first, but now he's acting like he knows everything. I was like, dude, you are a mediocre quarterback at best. This is like celebrating a kid graduating from the kindergarten. Stop it.
One more.
Please stop it.
This show's off the rails already. Yeah,
No, it is.
No, it's okay.
I'm
just saying, it's like he sucks. He sucked.
Okay.
Since the moment of time.
All right.
Point blank.
Since he was born. He's never won anything, so.
More people that suck, will stick with football. crimes against Green Legion and Diaz Nation.
Oh my God.
No, listen.
We did this last week.
Chris Sack, he has, now this, it's kick ass. Or jackass. So Chris Sack, based off his own measures of top five players of all time, Joel Embiid was second in MVP voting, and he scored in the playoffs, and he's won a playoff series in the last 8 years. He must be a top five sixer of all time. Kickass or jackass, Sack?
I thought we hit transgressions last week. No, jackass, he's not a top five sixer of all time.
But he's won a playoff series in the last 8 years.
I got to play it.
Congratulations.
Hold on a second. You're going to have to cut it, but I got to play it.
Okay. Now let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete...
Just bleep that.
I'm sorry, but until the Sixers can actually get to their second Eastern Conference Finals since 1985...
Jack, you good?
Jackass.
Yeah, I'm good. That's like... All I was gonna say was he can't be a top player if he can't get out of the second round.
Oh my God, man, you guys are making slash.
He is drunk tonight.
I had to say it that way because it's not gonna sound better any other way. He can't get out of the second round.
No, I'm just saying he says Claude Giroux is a top five flyer.
So are we talking about Joel Embiid or Chris Sack?
Claude Giroux has played in the Stanley Cup final. Giroux has scored an overtime game winner in game three of the Stanley Cup finals. Joel Embiid has blubbered after losing game seven of his second round matchup against the Toronto Raptors. Stop your madness, damn it.
We're going to talk more about this and give the black guy plenty of airtime.
Thank you.
When we come back here on Bud Light Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, back right after this. All right, everybody. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports. The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry.
Bourbon Diaz now.
Hey, you guys are the ones messing up. I'm in the good boy today.
For now. Two segments left.
Yeah. I still only have one curse word in the whole entire time of the show.
Really?
That's it.
And one correct valid point.
Excellent.
I had to put the curse word out there because I'm a black guy.
Hold on.
I have zero.
Because you barely say two words per
hey,
show.
How's it feel, second place? Right? Okay.
Second place
is just first loser.
Yes, it is.
You're not first, you're last.
It's copyrighted by Ricky Bobby.
Shake and bake.
All right, we still have a lot to get to.
Yes.
Speaking of shake and bake.
Oh, God.
The best chicken ever.
Let's get into
some
Shake Milton action. Sixers, huh?
All right, first of all, we're talking Sixers right now, and we want to let Diaz have the floor and the black guy, just because I don't want to hear him complain anymore. But I believe Diaz wants to talk about the excellent use of the bench by Doc Rivers here in the playoffs so far. Go ahead, baby.
Game two.
Man, get it out.
Again, Saturday listeners, we haven't had game five yet. They're going on the road. We'll see.
You mean game three?
Game three, excuse me.
Jackass.
Game five is next Wednesday. I'm sorry. But Listen, it was time.
This is before one sip of bourbon, everyone. Yeah,
no. He's already talking about next Saturday's show.
Yeah, that's right.
We haven't had game five yet, or six. Yeah.
So anyway, with the Sixers being in the finals, it's...
Hey, they make the finals, you guys make fun of me for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks. I'm all good. 4 weeks, I don't care. Let's get to the finals.
Honestly, bro, you need to, I hope you do well. I hope you fail miserably in sales and want to come back on or just come on board as a host here with our show.
Now, Doc is a 100% better coach than Brad. He's what, the ninth winningest coach of all time. He's a great head coach. All that stuff, all good. But when he came in, he had a reputation of being stubborn or whatever you want to say about his view or his lineups and his rotations in the playoffs. And he got ousted in the first or second round the last, I'm making this up here, 5-6 years in LA. And he came in with that. And all year long, he's been playing a full bench lineup. And it's obvious when you're watching it, like I said, I went on Facebook, like I pulled a sack attack on Facebook and went off on Doc. And, you know, it's just like, it wasn't working in the regular season, which is okay. It's a Tuesday in Charlotte, whatever, you know, and they gave up 12 points. But we're in the playoffs here. You don't need to do that. Most teams don't do that. You need three starters on the court at all time. Now, when I did that and then, immediately after that, Shake went off.
There was one moment during that Tuesday game where Tobias Harris was the only starter on the court.
Right, which is doesn't that, and people are like, oh, Tobias is out there. It's like, come on, you know what I'm trying to say here. And at halftime, Quimby, when you were at the game, I don't know if you saw, like, the bench was outscored 32-0.
32-0.
In the first half.
Yeah. In the first half, yeah. Excuse me, not first quarter. But so in the second half, yeah, you know, Shake got hot, and Shake was on Doc's crap list. Yeah.
He's been on everybody's crap list.
He got in that game just because he had nothing else left. He's like, all right, let's try for, and Shake brought him back in. It was Shake Milton game. It was awesome. But we'll see what happens here in game three and then game four on Monday night. But Doc, man, like, just keep your guys on. You got to stagger these starters. And the starting lineup is outscoring the opposition. I know it's Washington and Atlanta's better than what most people thought, but they are, like, dominant. And then you take all of them out and put in all subs, and they give up 12 points. It's like you could make the bleeding less.
Not only do they get outscored by 12 points, but they're putting up blanks.
Yeah, no.
And it,
no,
if it wasn't for Shake Milton, that game gets hairy down the stretch. Absolutely.
It was already hairy, yeah.
And if it wasn't for Shake Milton, again, sorry, Zach.
No, you're fine.
They probably finished that game with 8 bench points. So it's still an issue in my mind.
So take Shake Milton as the man.
Yeah. And Shake he wins.
And do you know what that means?
What?
Basically, this is what happens. When you're not playing well at all, And they took Shake Milton's point minutes away because he was thinking up the joint point blank.
He was hungry when he came in, though.
So will you come back?
Best line from Fast and Furious 2. Yo, we hungry.
We hungry. Yes, exactly. So if you did pay attention to his body language, you pay attention to Shake Milton's body language when he starts scoring. He was happy. He was feeling
confidence.
Because
he was pissed.
Yeah, he was pissed mainly because he knows what he's capable of. But you were not giving that to the people, and when you're not giving that to the people, we gonna sit your ass down. And that, see, the thing, the difference is that I see is that Brett Brown would not have set him down, but Doc Rivers will sit your ass down if you're not giving us nothing, i.e., Green.
Danny Green.
Yeah. Danny Green needs to sit his ass down.
Throughout the season, too, Mike Scott, he's not even part of the rotation, and he shouldn't be.
Yeah. Go ahead, Zach. Go ahead, Zach Master.
Diaz, just a few things. Embiid. Spectacular.
Hold on a second. By the way, are you feeling better? Because last week you were crying like a girl.
39.5 points average through the first two games. He's been unbelievable. Everything that the Sixers need. Unreal. Ben Simmons, 4 points in game 2. I know he had an assignment with Trae Young, but
What was your thought process on that? And then when we look at the bench, historically, in the NBA playoffs, the bench doesn't do as well on the road. And it's not even just the NBA playoffs. It's the NBA as a whole in the regular season.
Any sport.
What can we expect out of the Sixers bench? Well, the bench is more of a big issue in the NBA, as far as like the road, because you have to rely on it more. When we're going to game three and game four, what's your thought process on those games? Because I think game three is the swing game in the series. If the Sixers win game three, they win this in five. But what's your thought process on those three things? Ben Simmons really is my number one issue here. I know he had 4 points the other night. He needs to be more involved with the offense because you can't play 4-on-5 on the defensive side, on the offensive side of the court.
With Ben Simmons, if we want to make the last 30 minutes of the show about Ben Simmons is not a perfect player. He's great in like everything except the one thing that's basic about basketball. So I get that. But I'm just adding in so you can continue to expound. Shake Milton had more points than Ben Simmons.
But the points doesn't bother me as much as the foul shot.
He didn't look well. Hold on,
I've said that for the last 2 years.
He did not look hungry at all, And it's so weird to me. Ben, I'm sorry, I'm going to give you all your time here, but to me, Ben Simmons looks like the most bipolar basketball player I have ever seen in my life. One day he comes out, he's pissed. Next day he comes out,
he's trying to make an all-star team,
and he's completely complacent. And I'm wondering, all right, did a Kardashian get all the juice out?
There's for Devin Booker, yes,
yeah, for Devin. I'm going to give counterpoint, and it's not. I'm defending Ben Simmons. I recognize all those things are true, and there's deficiencies in every player's game.
I'm not trying to break his balls,
but what happens is it's just he gets paid this much. This is how much points he should have. I'm not saying you're wrong or your opinion isn't valid. It's
your number one draft pick that is your number two guard essentially needs more than 4 points.
They won the game.
I get it, but
they won the game.
There was a point where Atlanta came back. Like they were down 24-6.
Yes, right?
And they actually came back. You know what? If I'm Ben Simmons, I'm smelling blood in the water, and I'm starting to take it to the hole every time because they can't guard him.
I agree that to a certain point, but I will agree with Diaz here. With he had 4 points, but he.
You said you were going to agree with Diaz. Oh, God.
You should be cut off.
But he scored 4 more points than he gave up to Trae Young. Trae Young.
That's
zero
right.
0 points against right. Ben Simmons.
So, like, hold up for a second here. And with all due respect, casual, you look, first round pick, how many points does he score? Which is not wrong, but he does other things. And it's like, dude, get off the points. He's not that player. Do you know what I feel like when I hear this? I feel like two things, and I'm going to compare it to Phillies because we all can relate to it. Mm-hmm. It's when you're watching games with people and Jimmy Rollins pops up on the first pitch of the of the game, and you're like, Jimmy, you're a leadoff hitter. Leadoff hitter shouldn't pop up on the first pitch. Or Ryan Howard on breaking balls. You're like, he's a pro player. He should be able to do this. And you're like, yeah. And then they would shift and people would be like, he should bunt down to third baseline. And you're like, you're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but that's not what he does. That's not what they do. This is not what he does. Ben Simmons should be able to shoot. He can't shoot. He's not good at shooting. Watch what's going on with Brooklyn.
I'm not talking about shooting. I'm talking about manufacturing points.
He does,
which he should. There is not a single.
You are wrong, sir. You are wrong. 3 point. We like 3-pointers, right?
No.
We don't like 3-pointers.
I am talking about driving the net. Hole.
And this, okay. So
they won hold on. Game.
Hold on. This is what he's talking about. Nobody can stop Ben from going to the hoop.
Thank you.
Attack.
There is a mismatch against Ben Simmons
every
on the offensive side of the ball every single time.
And hold on. Before you go, this is what
this is me giving Ben Simmons a ton of credit.
Yeah, I love we love Ben Simmons, and this is why I love him. I like Ben Simmons. So I love him. I like him because nobody can stop him from going to the hole. Attack.
Yes, they can. They build the wall. They do the Giannis wall. Who came down to the courts one time? Took him to the hole, baby.
Yeah, hold on. Can I finish?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so when he attacks, nobody can stop him. He gets to the hole like nobody else's business. He needs to go and figure out what Tobias Harris is the gun. Have you watched Tobias?
Yeah, he's
Tobias good. Is attacking and killing now.
You ready for this, Tank? May I please step in? Because I think you and I are going to be on the same page on this. If I am Doc Rivers, until it doesn't work, I am saying this is your offensive game plan. Give the ball to Ben and let him drive.
I disagree with that.
No, I highly disagree with that. You want to know why?
Yes.
Because the last game, Doc took the ball out of his hands on the offensive side of the court. They were playing 4-on-5 most of the game on the offensive side of the court because Ben will not penetrate the lane. He will not go towards the basket. We want to know why he doesn't? Because he's scared to get fouled. He's scared to go to the free throw line where he's shooting 34% for the postseason so far, which is pathetic.
That is pretty pathetic.
Shaq and Ben Wallace shot 50% from the line. Wow. This guy is shooting worse than them.
But worse than them.
And that's why he doesn't do it.
But Zach, you know what he should do? You know what will happen? He will get all of those other people in foul trouble and they will be out of the game. The guys who can score, they will be out of the game.
There is so much more to that.
Exactly.
You get them in team fouls, you get them to the line, you get everybody else to the line faster.
You guys are all right.
I got something too. That's like
it's just it, guys. You can yell in of what this guy should do, and he should do this, but he does. Listen, here's some interesting news on. It's not Twin Spires. Okay. It's not Twin Spires.
Hold on, Dave Lillard. I need Diaz news.
Okay,
Diaz news.
All right,
I need Diaz news. Give me Diaz news.
All right. So can we get Diaz news now before he asks for it a seventh time?
Okay, Diaz has been kicking ass on this segment. He's putting you all to shame. You're all eviscerated in flames and fire and burning ashes surrounding this room.
No, I will. Can I add one more thing about Ben Simmons?
Thank you, Star. Sure.
Is I have my issues with Ben Simmons.
Everyone does.
34% from the free throw line. It's terrible. But when it comes to his aggressiveness, you look at Seth Curry was 5-of-5 from 3. Tobias Harris was 8-of-9 to start out the game.
Exactly.
He's going to dish out to the hot hand instead of driving and getting fouled so that he can work out his kinks when his teammates are carrying this game.
Let me finish this. This goes back to the first series. What happened was when everyone's Ben to score and Ben needs to take 16 shots, And most of them are drives to the hoop and they're around the hoop and we get it. But then at that point, Danny Green, who is on everyone's crap list right now, and Seth Curry are taking less shots. They took 9 less threes in 2 games where you're like, those guys are better at that than we need points. And Doc says that and it's kind of hard for like someone, well, why isn't Ben Simmons scoring points? Because he's making everyone else score points. That's his job. Let's live with it. And Dame Lillard, if he gets traded this year, number one odds, I think, are New York, the Knicks.
Number two or Sixers.
I bet if the Sixers don't get past Atlanta, there'll be a trade happening. And listen, I love Ben Simmons. I'll trade him for Dame Lillard any day.
Ben Simmons had a triple single the other game. He had 4 points, 7 assists, and 3 rebounds. He was phenomenal.
Did they win the game by 18?
I don't give a damn.
Well, you don't care about winning.
You're a Flyers fan.
You're used to your stars not scoring in the playoffs.
Your team has sucked for 36 years. Kiss my ass.
I'll wrap it up on this. I'd rather the Sixers lose by 20, but Ben Simmons have 30 points.
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds like a Claude Giroux stat line.
But still,
Ben Simmons, make your damn free throws.
Please.
I've got nothing.
I'm like on the fence about the whole situation.
Ben, elbow in.
Everybody,
happy place.
Bud Light. Shooter McGavin. Yeah.
5-iron, huh? You're fired.
Getting low on bourbon over here, stateside.
Awkward.
All right, everybody. Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports, The Gambler Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all of your residential contracting needs. And make sure you mention the Green Legion to get 10% off your entire order. We will be back. Is it our final segment? Thank God.
The show was great.
Right after this. Thankfully, I had to pee during break. Otherwise, I would have had to listen to Diaz defend Ben Simmons. I don't know if this was brought up in the diatribe that took place while I was gone. But you know what else I want from Ben? Just trying to keep the defense a little honest or instill a little fear. And you're not going to do that by him not getting in.
I don't disagree with that.
No. Thank you. Hold on. He was agreeing with you the entire time.
That's why I'm saying
I'm not talking necessarily about him going ballistic, but every now and then, hey, you just got to drive it. You got to take it to the hole.
If he has 11 to 14 points, I'm okay with that because where most of that's coming from?
But hold on a second. You're not allowed to say he needs 11 to 14 points because he was first pick.
Just make 60 to 65% of your free throws and you get there easily.
It should just be 70.
That's
just
what it comes down to.
Yeah, it makes.
I don't know, even 60.
All right, everybody, real fast because you've been asking for it. Brian Walden, we appreciate you hanging in the room.
I appreciate
you. Hold on a second. Brian, we love you even more because you don't like Diaz. So, moves made by the Eagles. They waived. This is actually pretty interesting. They waived Jamie Newman, which means now they only have two quarterbacks on the roster right now.
Fantastic.
And Khalil Tate. And unfortunately, as you see in my header for giggity for on StreamYard, Trayvon Grimes got released with injury assignment, which means
settlement. Yeah.
If he clears waivers through everyone, then we still get to have him go to camp and compete for a job. And apparently the injury is not
that bad.
But apparently he has not impressed anybody at camp.
Well, it may be he's not impressed anybody, but it's also maybe he wants to see if anybody else will pick him up off waivers. Because sometimes it's the player's decision. Now, the other guys that got released who are injury-free, they probably totally suck ass. You might want to write that down.
That's fine.
That's fine.
And I was telling you this earlier before we talked about this. How the hell do you get released from minicamp?
Is interesting.
So when you think about minicamp, we hear them talking about guys who, they did great in practice. They were great. Everybody's great in helmets and shorts.
I have a question about that. Sure. It's kind of like behind the scene agent stuff.
Sure, go ahead. Did they have a helmet that actually fit you?
Yeah, all the time.
Are you talking to me or Hollis?
XL.
Talking to me or Hollis?
It's XL. I wear a size 8 fitted hat. So thank you.
I'm 7 3/4. I'm a big guy.
You are eight.
I'm sure Abby will not attest to that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can get your version of helmets at but what was the Spencer's? Yeah, you can go to Spencer's and get
and the newest sponsor of Green Legion Radio, Trojan Condoms.
They hate you because they hate you. You know what I'm saying, man?
You can wear my hats, my fitted hats. Size 8.
Well, here's my question about that, and this is the only thing I'm thinking because I don't know how you get covered.
Okay.
Is it possible that like agent speak or something where there is a player that the Eagles scouted or something like that that is not going to make some sort of roster that's going to get cut? And this is my whole conspiracy theory.
Right.
So the Eagles cut this player because they said, if your guy comes here, we'll sign him as our third quarterback or something like that. I don't know. Like I'm trying to find out why they would clear that spot. And the third quarterback, listen, if he's playing. With this team,
do you know who's on the list of possible quarterback?
Who's that?
RG3.
RG3.
Mm-hmm. Would be better with freaking Hurts.
Yeah. So this is what you have to know. When you're going to training camp, you're not just playing for your team. You're not just going through training camp for your squad.
Got to get Tate.
And then the preseason games as well. So, that was a great throw. So when you're doing this, you have to realize, a lot of guys don't realize this too, is that you're playing for all the teams in the league. Because if somebody coveted you that you didn't go to, that's in your repertoire.
Right.
So point blank. When I was an undrafted free agent, I had the Eagles, I had San Francisco,
and the Broncos,
Denver. I had Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers, New York Jets, and the Giants. So if things didn't work out with the Eagles, one of those teams would have been like, well, okay, you don't like it there. Maybe you want to come here and like it here. So when a guy is an undrafted free agent or a guy who gets released from camp, some other team may covet him. And if you're not doing well on that team and you're like at the bottom of the totem pole, they may bring somebody else in at another position and kick your ass out.
Oh, so they're not looking for a quarterback necessarily. They just could be a running back, a lineman.
They have to bring a third quarterback.
They're going to bring a third quarterback.
But not this move.
The move that happened to the quarterback, and there was also a receiver that they released who's a former quarterback, Khalil Tate. Out of Arizona, who will move the receiver. And he kind of prayed. And so when you get released from.
Go ahead. Not all these undrafted free agents are as clear and cut and easy as you.
I think that. I appreciate
you. No. But it's true. It is a lot of, hey, you're throwing $100 on the yo bet.
I know,
but hoping the 11 shows up.
Now, see, the weird thing is the Eagles used to be great at getting guys who were serious about their craft. Like when I was here every year, nobody ever got cut from any mini camps because they got guys that were truly serious about their craft. And the guys that they got, they may not be truly serious about their craft.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
I want your personal and professional opinion on this.
Okay.
Do you believe players in this day and age coming out of college are as serious about their craft as everyone in your era? We're talking 20 years ago. I don't see it, and it's true.
They're not, because I go to a lot. I still talk to the kids, and when I talk to the kids, the first thing they ask me is about my salary, and they never talk about what I had to do to get here or the other work.
When you need to get his attention, just choke him out.
I always just tell
him. I'm listening to him. I'm not paying attention to you. You're ugly as crap.
But when you look at it, a lot of the new generation people, it's rare that you come across a kid that.
The good news is you're fired.
Yeah, it took a while. The thing that I have learned is it's rare that you come across a kid who truly wants to play football. Some of them are looking for the glitz and the glamour and the money. And a lot of people don't realize this is a job, son. You have to come in shape and it's a lot. I was just talking to like one of my old coaches, and he was saying how I used to dissect like the run game and the screen game, and I also used to know all the hand signals for the middle linebacker, and I used to know for the nickel package too, because one game we went down two defensive tackles.
You were pass rushing? You didn't pass rush.
I had to one game. But the funny part was. One game we went down, it was in the preseason.
By the way, could a middle linebacker see past you and Corey Simon's big ass when you were both on the
team? He didn't have to, because I would take up a double team, and he knew to shoot the gap that was open. So as I was saying before I was abruptly interrupted.
Affectionately interrupted.
So it was in the preseason game. It was fourth quarter. I normally don't play in the fourth quarter preseason game, but a rookie got hurt. So I was the only one that still had tape on. I had to go back in the game. So I go back in the game. It's 2 minute drill and we're up. So they call us a signal in from the sideline. I know what the signal is. So I'm wondering why the hell the linebacker hasn't called the call yet. And so I look at him. He said, I don't know that call. I was like, you son of an onion. He's like, what am I supposed to do? I had to tell six people what to do in that entire scheme. We ended up winning the game, and he ended up getting a sack because I had to tell him where to go. So it's one of those things where sometimes people are not truly into football or a sport that they want to play. They're all in it for the glitz and the glamour.
And you agree it's a little bit more jaded these days than it was.
A lot more jaded. Yeah. A lot of people looking for social media clicks and what they're doing and what they're working out in and not perfecting their craft.
I get you. You guys, great show again.
Awesome, fellas.
Appreciate everybody. And once again, apologize for the technical difficulties that we had Sunday during baseball brunch. That was all on me, and it won't happen again. That being said, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We will see you guys
Sunday.
We will see you guys tomorrow.
Are we going to expect a mic for our unruly house guest?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Who's our unruly house guest?
You.
Oh, no, I'm not coming on. I'm going to drink.
A live mic will be available. Jimmy will not come on.
I'm setting up that third mic. There's no way you're not
on
the mic.
I'm going to drink. That means he's going to want me on more.
If you want me to, I'll come on. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'll put Tank on.
Tank is good.
I enjoy baseball. Baseball is my sport.
Tank's pretty good. Tank can update us on the ALA standings.
Yes. So.
All of you can kiss my ass. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler. Brought to you again by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. We'll see you guys tomorrow for Baseball Brunch.